Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Duffel bags from Jesse Brown's are great for people packing up to go somewhere, but also for those that are staying close to home. How's that? Sizes from 40, 55, 70, and 100 liters from makers like Patagonia are all on hand at Jesse Brown's. Check us out at jessebrowns.com for that duffel, the black hole duffel, whether it be going on an airplane or being a modern-day footlocker for students, campers, and dorm rooms. Pick a size and color, all at jessebrowns.com. Hey everyone, Bill Bartee on the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad that you're tuning in. I wanted to tell you about my week earlier, my Thursday, in fact, as I went to work over at Jesse Brown's Outdoors. Jesse Brown's is who helps power the Carolina Outdoors and the podcast that accompanies it, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. And Thursday morning, I went over to the store, Jesse Brown's, the brick and mortar store. If you don't know where it is, it's in the heart of Charlotte's shopping district, South Park. The corner of Sharon and Fairview Roads is it points straight out to Sharon Road. But our back door and the stairwell, because we're the upstairs outdoor store, the stairwell goes out the back and across a parking lot and then another parking lot. So as I arrived to work, the phone rang at Jesse Brown's and the caller said, "What is all that smoke going on out there at your place?" And I said, "Well, there's no smoke. I just came in the front door. No smoke at all." He said, "Oh, I'm over here near the Quail Hollow Country Club, and there's plenty of smoke coming from over there." So I was like, "Well, let me check on this." And I went out the front door of Jesse Brown's. Again, we have a balcony that overlooks the parking lot in front of us and our beautiful showroom there in South Park, and looked across, blue sky at that time of day, and nothing going on really in the parking lot. I said, "There's nothing going on." And he said, "I'm telling you, I can see smoke." So I circled around, went around the back into the back parking lot, and of course, there was the smoke. And at that time, it's about 9 in the morning, it was just smoke with some flame. And I took a couple of pictures of it across the parking lot, and I do mean just in the back parking lot. And just a few weeks before, you heard it here on the Carolina Outdoors, we talked about the urban hike. We helped host a hike around South Park, including the 3-mile, the Loop Trail, which is going to kind of go around, circumnavigate the South Park area, 3 miles of trail, part of which goes right by this property. And so I know the area. The Barclay is back there, beautiful apartment building. Also, the new construction that was going on and a parking garage. All of this is what we hike through on the our urban hike. So I backpedaled back to the store, going back into Jesse Brown's via the back door. But I turned back and took another glimpse. And that black smoke and smaller flames that I had seen before had grown. In fact, they had grown that quickly, and the flames were shooting up probably 100-plus feet into the air. Reports were that the temperatures were 2,000 degrees. It was a 5-alarm fire that was taking place, and I feel like I almost saw it from its genesis, and for sure I could see it as it continued to grow. It was a windy day that morning, Thursday morning, and you could see the wind kind of pushing it towards the neighborhood, Fair Meadows neighborhood, which another hike that we helped sponsor with Jesse Brown's is right there as well. Of course, they closed the road at the time of this recording. Some people were rescued, and some people were still missing. But I wanted to give you my firsthand experience, and we appreciate all of the notes and calls at Jesse Brown's via Facebook, via Instagram, via phone, of people worried about us at Jesse Brown's. We were all safe and sound, but we do want to recognize and wish all the best for those that were involved, whether they be victims or whether they be first responders or whether they be the fire department that has all been on hand and investigating this occurrence. But I wanted to come on to the Carolina Outdoors to let you know our perspective. We've got a great show in store for you here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to talk about a little bit about graduation. That season is upon us. It comes each year, and we're so proud of the people that are graduating, celebrating that graduation. But personalities over at JB's, Angie Marshall and Christopher Lawing, were on Facebook with a gift guide of sorts with graduation ideas for the outdoor adventurer in your life, whatever that acquaintance be. It can be any. It can be your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew. It can be the kids that you help teach in youth group. It can be the neighborhood kids or any of that. They're gift ideas for everybody on hand at Jesse Brown's. We're going to have Christopher Lawing come on to the program and share some of that as well. Plus, we have a gym here in the Carolinas. There's plenty of us and plenty of gyms across the Carolinas, and that's part of the mission of the Carolina Outdoors is to share those special places, one of which we're going to feature today, Lanzfort Canal State Park. This 440-acre park, state park is also the home of the biggest bloom, the largest bloom in the world of the Rocky Shoals spider lily. Now, many of you may have no concern or care about a flower conversation. We're going to hopefully change your mind. And those of you who are looking for something to do in a place you grew up here in the Charlotte area, or maybe you're new to the Charlotte area, this is worthy of a visit. It's 1 hour south of Charlotte, and it is a beautiful sight to see. Each year, this time of year, mid-May through June, we're going to have Zach Gross, park manager, come on and talk about this bloom of flowers. The hiking trails that are there, there are 3 or 4 different trails. They're all easy, the longest being 1.5 miles, the shortest being 0.2 miles. They're also going to have Lily Fest. If you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard, that festival is tomorrow. May 21st, 10 to 5, that's Sunday. If you're joining us via podcast, hopefully you've heard this in time. But if you missed it, don't worry. The bloom is still going on and worthy a visit for you to see. Hey, did you see the report on riding bikes in the world? How many people are riding bikes? There's a 2020 study that just got published, and it looked at 17 different countries around the world and who was riding bikes the most. So let's check it out. The United Kingdom had 2% on the low end, but not the lowest end. There was 26% of the population of the Netherlands who were riding their bicycles. Finland, Germany, and Japan also had high percentages of bikers. The lowest percentages were in Brazil and in the United States, where only about 1% of people bike. They also broke down cities. The highest percentage of cyclists were Amsterdam and Osaka, Japan, followed by Tokyo, Munich, and Nagoya, Japan. So that is what's going on in the world. It went all the number of preventable bicycle deaths rose 16% and in 2020 and 44% in the last decade, reaching 1,260 avoidable deaths for cyclists. So that may be one of the reasons it's lower. One other thing I do need to say gender-wise, Japanese women lead the way in the world with their share of cycling, where many of the companies design their bicycles so you can tote your groceries, carry your children, and do that kind of transporting chores by using the bicycle instead. Also, bad news in local outdoor scene. We've had accidents with jet skis, and as the weather gets warmer, it's something to be more concerned about. So one of the biggest reasons for the accidents had been inexperience and inattention. So please be safe. We're going to be talking more about that in the upcoming episodes of the Carolina Outdoors, but thought it was worth noting in the introduction of this segment. Stay tuned for more. This is Bill Bartee, host of the Carolina Outdoors. Graduation is always an exciting time of each year. The graduates are ready for whatever exciting is next in their life. That next step, that next job, that next school or next class. At Jesse Brown's, it is exciting too. Adventurers and outdoors people getting ready to continue their adventures in the next setting. Hi everyone, Bill Bartee from the Carolina Outdoors, and recently we had two personalities from Jesse Brown's, as we saw on the Facebook page, the Instagram page, talking about some gift ideas for graduates, outdoor-related gift ideas. We're going to bring on one of those personalities to talk about the products that were featured for graduation gifts and why. You will recognize his name. You'll recognize his voice here on the Carolina Outdoors. It's Christopher S. Lawing. Christopher, welcome.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's always good to have you on these airways, whether you're listening to us via the airways of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning, or maybe you're tuning in to us via podcast, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors, wherever you subscribe to your podcast, including jessebrowns.com. Christopher, I saw you. And I saw Angie along with you, and you were talking about these gift ideas. I wondered if you would share some of them with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. And I'm going to start off with asking you this, because in your career, in your time with education, you've traveled a great deal around the Carolinas and around the world as well. One of the items you talked about was the Fish Pond Cabin toiletry bag. Why is that piece from Fish Pond over at Jesse Brown's such a great gift idea?
Well, one of the things that many people think about when going through gift giving ideas for graduation or requesting gifts for graduation, if you had that opportunity, is something that will make an impact but be useful. You don't just want it to sit collecting dust on a shelf somewhere. You want to be able to use it. And that's what's so beautiful about this Fish Pond kit. It's, like you said, the Cabin Creek toiletry kit and then the Filson travel pack, very similar. But the two of those are just rugged and durable, and put all your little accessories or toiletries or whatever you need to take with you, the essentials and the basics. And you can slide that in a backpack or a suitcase or carry-on bag and take that up to Raleigh or New York or to points beyond, such as Spain and Prague and Italy. So if you're traveling locally or around the world, or a weekend trip or a month-long vacation, this will take you far.
I like the way that you said that, because it's not only activity-based and very functional, but it also has a bit of symbolism for a graduate as well, encouraging them to move forward and pack correctly wherever they are off to after a graduation.
Oh, sure. You know, one of the best graduation gifts that I received, and we have a number of them here at our store, is a wallet. And I use that thing every day. And I think about the person who gave it to me. And these toiletry kits are the same deal, whether you're going for a job interview out of town or, again, somewhere more local or international. It's something that you can remember that gift giver by, remember the occasion of your graduation, and have a tangible reminder of it for the future.
You can check all of these out as well over at the Jesse Brown's blog, jessebrowns.com. Hit it there. We've got links to this product as well as Facebook and Instagram. But, Christopher, for many after graduation, guess what that means? It means a job. And on that video, as a JB personality, you presented, mentioning Filson before, Filson Dryden briefcase from Jesse Brown's. Talk to us about that one, meaningful, how it's meaningful as a gift, as many people are heading off into the workforce.
Well, we have a few different colors of the Dryden briefcase here at Jesse Brown's, and of course some other very similar makes and models from Filson, but this particular Dryden briefcase is one of those heritage statement pieces that's it's a generational piece. It's something that you will have for decades to come, and the graduate who is lucky enough to receive it, again, will be able to take that statement piece with them and have a tangible reminder, but a usable reminder of their graduation. And these are classic. These new Drydens are refined and rugged, yet modern. So it's not like you're carting this, you know, 40-pound bag around with you. It's a lightweight piece, but it still has the favorite leather and zipper and, you know, design elements that a heritage Filson would have. So it's certainly a beautiful piece, and one that'll make people turn and look at you and say, who were they and where did they graduate from?
And as we're talking about graduation gifts, of course, this doesn't just mean that you have a family member in your family that's graduating that you're buying a gift for. It also can mean your youth group, the kids you looked after in Sunday school class, or the children from the Little League team 10 years ago, or family friends that are maybe graduating, or people that you have a relationship along the way that you need to buy these people a gift. One of them that I saw you with, Christopher, is you and Angie, the two JB personalities on the Facebook page, had flashlights. We have flashlights over there from $15 to $25, kind of a light into the future. If you have to buy multiple gifts, those flashlights, again, $15 or $25, are a perfect opportunity to buy multiples of. But another one that's appropriate, too, for many, there's no more sleeping in because after you graduate, you are hitting the bricks potentially, and you have to drink a little bit of extra coffee. You had Yeti Rambler 20-ounce drinkware as a piece of that, and I had a birdie fly into my ear and said that you could have those personalized.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. That is the truth. We can definitely have those done in-house, done quickly, and with for pretty much whatever personalization you want to do, whether it's their name or an inside joke or the school or the place where they're headed. But we can make that happen. We can make that dream come true, and those make great personal gifts with that personal touch. So Jesse Brown's can come to the rescue on whatever gift-giving needs for one individual or many individuals that you will need or have.
I have one more. Christopher, I want to do this, and everyone who is joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, just joining us, Bill Bartee here, your host, speaking with Christopher S. Lawing from jessebrowns.com. Jesse Brown's, he was on the Facebook page talking about that with colleague Angie Marshall. Christopher, I want you to think back to your graduation. Part of your what it took for you to graduate many, many, many years ago included a school project that you had just completed. And that, Christopher, ended up being something that you founded here in Charlotte from that project that led to your graduation, that also led to a passion of yours, the Charlotte Signs Project. That was on the video. In fact, Angie Marshall leans in on the Facebook graduate guide video and says, "My friend put together this book." Talk to us just quickly, briefly, about that project back at your graduation and what it's meant in your life since then.
Well, when you put it in that lens, it's kind of wild to think about, but you're right, that sprung out of some of my schooling back in the day. Not too long ago, but the Charlotte Signs Project and the Charlotte Signs book, a direct result of some of the photography and the thesis project that I had in my senior year. But it is a wonderful gift for those who are moving either away from Charlotte or also those moving towards Charlotte. So if there's a graduate high school or college moving away to a school or a job. This is a wonderful reminder of the city that will always be in their hearts that they are physically putting behind them, but they will always have with them. So that's a wonderful manifestation in this book for that. But also if they're moving to Charlotte, hey, this is your community. This is a great way to get to know your community. And again, just like the Yetis, those books can be personalized in-house with a beautiful signature, if I must say so myself.
Yes.
And we can put a graduate's name in there, or again, a personal touch, a personal anecdote or quote, and make the gift that is unique.
This would be, for our listeners who cannot see through the podcast lens or the radio antenna, this is a hardcover coffee table book. It's very nice. This is a $40 book, so you can check it out, jessebrowns.com. We've got the photograph there. You can buy it that way, or you can check in at the brick and mortar located in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, that is, Jesse Brown's Outdoors. Christopher Line, I think we covered it.
I think we covered quite a bit, and you're right, that was a fun video to watch. So if anybody out there hasn't seen that Facebook video with Personality 1 and Personality 2, make sure to check it out, because it's a nice nice summary of what we can offer.
Well, and it shows some of the charisma that's on hand through the digital viewpoint, anyway, with Christopher and Angie both talking about some of the products that can make the graduate in your life, whatever that relationship is, son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, neighborhood children along the way, or neighborhood adults. Christopher, why did I say children? We're talking about adults graduating into the workforce or to their next setting of education. So congratulations to all of them. And hey, Christopher, congratulations to you on your graduation many years ago.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for being on the Carolina Outdoors with us. That's Christopher S. Lawing. Of course, he did found the Charlotte Signs Project as well, the author of Charlotte Signs of the Time. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to take a quick break, come back on the other side. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors. Graduation is in the air, and Jesse Brown's has what your graduate needs for the future. Hi, everyone. Bill Barty here from the Carolina Outdoors, saying that hot gifts at Jesse Brown's include Yeti mugs engraved with their name or monogram, a travel kit from Filson or Fish Pond, and duffels from the North Face and Patagonia all celebrate that student that's moving into the future. Help them celebrate with a gift from Jesse Brown's. Shop at jessebrowns.com, or better yet, visit us in the brick and mortar in the shopping district of the Charlotte region, South Park. Hey, we have a famous bloom of flowers that happens once a year in the Carolinas. The reason a flower bloom is famous? Because it is one of the world's largest blooms. Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. This is Bill Barty, your host. And every mid-May and June, the Rocky Shoals spider lily bloom happens in the area of the Catawba River that is fitting for this. The best place to see the bloom is about 1 hour away from the bustling city of Charlotte in Chester County, South Carolina, within the historic 440-acre Lansford Canal State Park. Park manager Zach Gross joins us on the program to talk about his park, this park, the bloom, and the wildlife that we may see along the way. Zach, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on here, especially with such a special place that is so close to us here in the Charlotte region. And I mentioned historic. The Lansford Canal State Park, tell us where it received its name and the history of this part of the Catawba River.
Yeah, so the history of the park, Lansford, we'll break down the name. The Lansford part of the name comes from the Lansford, which was used by the native people to cross the river thousands of years ago. And it would have been the most shallow part of the river, so They used that to cross, and it was also used during the Revolutionary War to cross as well. But then in the 1820s, they constructed a canal system here to bypass the rocky parts, the more shallow parts of the river, and that canal system was used for about 10 years to carry cotton through the river, and it would make its way on down to Charleston area, and it's really cool. You can still come here to see the ruins of the canal system and enjoy all of that history that we have.
Yeah, it's amazing. So essentially, technology antiquated the canals after that 10 or so year period. Being the railroad.
With the railroad, yep. And then, they shut it all down, and it was preserved.
Now here we're on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to talk a little bit about hiking because there are three easy trails for our listeners to go down there and hike, the most popular being about a mile and a half or so. But, Zach, the history is documented along the way, and this is a part of the Carolina Thread Trail, which is a networking of trails throughout the Carolinas, the Charlotte metro region. I think 15 counties makes up the Carolina Thread Trail, but the Blue Way and a part of the Trailway there at Lansford Canal is a part of that network, the Carolina Thread Trail. But going back thousands of years, there are still remnants before the canal, before Revolutionary War soldiers crossed, before all of that, where the indigenous people utilized this part of the Catawba River to fish. In fact, to corral up fish so they could catch them en masse. That's still there so that we can see when we're walking along the trail.
Yes, that is a very cool part of the trail. And the Carolina Thread Trail follows the canal trail along and comes right through the park. And we've got signs all along the trail explaining all of the history, both native as well as up until around Civil War times. So
we're going to learn about the canal. We'll focus on the canal trail because I think it is the most popular trail there and follows along the Lansford Canal. When they would pull their barges through the canal, what would they use mules and mule trainers?
We don't know exactly what kind of animals they were. There were some kind of pack animals, but we would assume that they would be mules pulling the barges. The barges were about 10 feet wide, and the canal itself is only about 11 feet wide, so gives you just a little bit of room, but they would push along with long sticks through the river. And they were diverted into the canal system where they would be pulled through the locks and raised down to the native water level and let go down the river.
Park manager Zach Gross is joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Park manager of Lansford Canal State Park. We're talking about this special park because of its history, because of its trails, and we're going to lead up to the world's largest bloom of a certain flower and why this flower is in the Catawba River blooming as opposed to other places. But before we talk about that, Zach, along this hike where we're going to be rewarded by such a beautiful blooming of flowers mid-May through June, talk to us about the wildlife that we're going to see when we're in Lansford Canal State Park. I know we have some water snakes down there. what else can we see? Frogs, turtles, what else can we see along the path of the canal trail?
Yeah, we've got multiple species of turtles out on the river. We've got the yellow-bellied sliders. We've got soft-shell turtles. We've got river otters, beavers, which you can see evidence of along the river. There's a active eagle's nest on the trail, and they have fledglings every year, and you can maybe catch a sighting of the eagles on the nest itself or on the river fishing. We've got multiple species of fish. We've got carp and bass and catfish and crappie and everything you would expect. And then we've got a large deer population. We've actually got a population of Pathonotary warblers, which we've started a new program with. We've set up nests along the boxes along the trail for the warblers themselves, and we've been monitoring the nest progression in those boxes. So that's a really cool kind of rare species that we have here as well that you can come out and see. And then we've got a large snake population, like you mentioned. We've got water snakes, we've got black snakes, black racers, and then we've also got a few copperheads, but they're mostly out of the way. So,
well, now let's get to the fun part, because I've said it three times, world's largest bloom of the Rocky Shoals spider lily. Zach, talk to us a little bit about that. Why is this the world's largest bloom, and why does it happen where it happens in the Catawba River?
Well, we have the perfect environment for the Rocky Shoals spider lilies. The flowers themselves, they produce a seed that that sinks down to the bottom of the river, and those seeds are embedded in the rock crevices, and the plant itself needs fast-moving, shallow water to grow, and so it's also a very resilient plant. It's resilient to any kind of floods or weather that we experience, and so we assume that these plants have been around for thousands of years on this little section of the river, and we got this park back in the 70s, and shortly after that we found the flowers and realized the significance of them, and we've been able to foster people coming down every year to see them.
Well, in an attempt, of course, this is podcast, this is radio, but in an attempt to describe what thousands, tens of thousands, if you will, of lilies that are blooming across a river, I don't know if I can do it, but Zach, can you describe what it looks like to see these flowers that bloom? Each bloom happens daily between 5 and 8 o'clock, usually in the afternoon, early evening. That's when the bloom happens. But each flower does this daily.
Yes.
On a stalk.
Yeah, and you can actually, they've done some like time-lapse photography where you can actually see the blooms themselves opening, which is very cool. But if I had to describe how the flowers looked, I would say that it's just a sea of white on the river itself. They're covering, if you go down to our viewing platform, they're just covering the river, and it's quite a sight to see. One of the best ways to see it is also paddling through them. That really gets you down into the flowers themselves, and you're just absolutely surrounded by them. So,
well, we need to talk a little bit about that. Again, Zach Gross here on the Carolina Outdoors, park manager from Lansford Canal State Park. We're talking about the Rocky Shoals spider lily. We're talking about the park, this historic park since the 1970s that has been down there. But we're also going to talk about this weekend because, now through June is a great time to go see these. So go down there. If you are listening to my voice, you're visiting the Carolinas, you're from the Carolinas, this special place 1 hour south from Charlotte in Chester County, South Carolina. Easy to get to, easy to enjoy, and people from all over the United States and globe will be visiting Lansford Canal because of this bloom. With that being said, Zach Gross, this Sunday, May 21st, from 10 to 5 p.m., there is another special occasion that's happening down there, and it's the Celebration Festival of the Lily Bloom. Talk to us about what's going to be going on during the Lily Fest 2023.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cool things this year. We've kind of expanded the festival. If you've been here years in the past, we have expanded. We're going to have multiple food trucks. We're going to have snow cones. We're going to have a coffee food truck. We've got 20 different artisans and vendors, local artisans from the area that are going to be out selling their goods along the trail or along the beginning of the trail. And then we're going to have the Southern Pickers Association are going to be playing music on the front porch.
Yes, no picking flowers, please. No picking flowers.
No picking flowers.
Just picking your banjo.
Different kinds of pickers, for sure. and then we're also, Catawba Valley Land Trust is going to be leading some guided nature hikes down the trail itself, and they'll give a little historical knowledge about the area, as well as really good biological information on the flowers themselves. We got experts down at the platform all day that are going to be showing off the flowers and answering any questions that the public has.
Now, Zach, of course, I guess admission $6 for adults. Kids 6 and under are free, but if you're above that, $3.25, that's what it costs to go there.
$3.75 for South Carolina seniors, $6 per adult, $3.25 per child, unless you're under 6. So, yeah. Yep.
And are you pre-selling tickets to the festival?
We are. We just launched. We're kind of trying it this year, but we just launched a on the South Carolina Parks Facebook page. You can go and you can pre-buy your admission tickets, so you can just roll right in and not have to deal with any of that. Great. And then we'll also have rangers at the gate with tablets this year, so it should speed up the admission process. Bring a card if you are planning to pay. We can take cash, but it's going to be a little slower, so I would definitely recommend bringing a card to get through the lines quick.
It's a breathtaking display of snowy white blooms during the month of May and June, just an hour south of Charlotte. This park, 40-plus years old, and I can remember it, Zach, going in there, you know, the road narrows, and then this time of year you would end up parking alongside the road. Tell us about parking down there, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the different ways that we can see the bloom.
Yeah, so parking down here, 3 years ago, Duke Power bought us a million-dollar parking lot down here, and so it's really expanded the amount of parking that we have. But I will say that is going to fill up on Lilyfest. So after that, we will be parking cars all along the road shoulders all the way out to Lansford Road. And we are going to have, like, golf cart shuttles coming through and shuttling people back and forth to the parking lot. Or they can just walk by foot. But it could be up to a half a mile walk to the parking lot itself. But we'll try to get as many shuttles through as we can and get people to their vehicles easily.
We're talking about the world's largest bloom of the Rocky Shoals spider lily. I can't say it enough because it is massive. It is beautiful. It is a thing in nature that is right outside the gates of the Charlotte area in Chester County, South Carolina. So there's no excuse not to go, but there are the ways to see it. Now, Zach, I know there's a viewing stand after we do our, not quite 1 mile walk in. We can see the river. We can see the beautiful view, unobstructed, really, of the bloom. But the other way is putting in a canoe, putting in a kayak, putting in some form of human-powered watercraft. Do we do that at the new parking lot? Is that a boat launch as well?
Yes. Yeah. At the new parking lot, we've got a mulch trail leading down to the river. It's probably about 100 feet long. And then you got steps going down into the water itself, and you can launch any kind of boat from there. And then that's definitely the best way to see the flowers. The paddle itself is a 2 mile paddle, and you can paddle down through the flowers and down to our takeout, where you can walk the nature trail back to your vehicle and then go down and get your boats from there.
Well, so it makes a nice afternoon or morning, however you want to traverse it that way. And I mentioned canoes and kayaks, but Zach, do tell us the other forms that we could use, because I think I've seen inner tubes. I've seen other people using all kinds of different ways to float out there. We know the recommended, but what are the kind that we can, and then tell us the kind of boat or watercraft that we cannot bring out there?
I wouldn't recommend anything with a motor, because there are so many shallow rocks. You have a good chance of hitting any kind of motor boat on the rocks. So it wouldn't be able to make it down through the lily platforms. And then I would also give the same warning for inner tubes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, technically, you can float anything you want down the river. However, I wouldn't recommend any kind of inner tubing just because there are a lot of sharp rocks that you're going to be scraping up against. And so you may end up walking back to back to the river or back to the shore from there. So it's not the most pleasant experience, but I would definitely recommend any kind of kayak or canoe. And there's actually a couple of rental companies in the area that can provide that as well.
So if we go just to a search engine, type in canoe kayak rental York County, Chester County, maybe that'll pop up, and we'll be along the way.
Yep. There's a couple different companies. We've got Great Falls Adventures. We work closely with them. And then we've also got North Carolina Outdoor Adventures that we work with to facilitate recreation on the river.
And that'll be put up on the show notes as well, highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. Of course, this program also available via the early airwaves of WBT on a Saturday morning. One more question, Zach. I got to get in. What if we want to bring Fido out there? Is that allowed?
Dogs are definitely allowed and encouraged out here. I've got two of my own, and I walk them on the trail every day. So I would recommend bringing your pets out as long as they are kept on a leash. It's supposed to be a 6-foot or less leash, and they are kept under your control. But we would love to have any kind of pets out here.
Fantastic. Zach Gross with Lansford Canal State Park. Head out there now through the month of June, but maybe especially if you can make it out this Sunday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. All of that information and pre-bought tickets is available at the Facebook page for Lansford Canal State Park. I did check out. There's also a Lilly report that's being reported. We didn't even get into that, Zach, but from what I can gather, this is a perfect season. 2023 is a perfect blooming season at Lansford Canal this year.
It is. We got a report from Duke Power that this is the it's supposed to be more blooms than ever before out here. The plants from the survey that they did last year, they had really healthy results, and so it should be a perfect season to come out and see them. And they are in full bloom right now, so run while you can, and we hope to see you out here.
Zach Gross, thank you so much for jumping on and sharing the information about the Rocky Shoals Spider Lily here on the Carolina Outdoors. We want to see you. How about at Jesse Brown's Outdoors Facebook page? Maybe Instagram. Both operate under the handle Jesse Brown CLT, and we want to see your hike, hunt, fish, climb, travel pics. We love to share and hope that you do too. Plus, giveaways, discounts, and celebrating our friends is a part of the charm. Again, Facebook and Instagram at Jesse Brown's CLT. We kick off this edition of the Carolina Outdoors talking a little bit about men and women biking in the United States and around the world. We also talked a little bit about lake safety, especially jet ski safety and personal watercraft, how to do all of that. And then we delved into something that we all should note, of course, graduation season. We had Christopher Lawing on from Jesse Brown's Outdoors, one of the personalities, the JB personalities. He and Angie Marshall of Jesse Brown's were on the program after their Facebook video that had gone posted with ideas for you to get a gift for the graduate in your life. You'll have to go check it out. And if you missed any of that, it's available via podcast, as well as our time with Zach Gross, park manager of Lansford Canal State Park, about an hour south of downtown Charlotte in Chester County, South Carolina. It hosts the world's largest bloom of the Rocky Shoals Spider Lily. Mid-May through the month of June, right now is the perfect time. And in fact, if you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT, Lily Fest is taking place 10 to 5 down there Sunday, May 21st. They have food trucks, all kinds of stuff going on. It's $6 for adults to enter. But thanks to Zach Gross and Christopher Lawing for joining us on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors as we broke it all down. Also, we talked early in the program about the South Park fire, the tragedy that happened on that property over there. That is right behind the brick and mortar store of Jesse Brown's Outdoors. So we had a backyard view of it just across the parking lot. And if you want to hear that story of the beginnings of that fire anyway, you can go back to Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors via podcast. We broke it down in the first segment. For TJ Boggs, this is Bill Bartee saying, make the Carolina outdoors look a little bit better than you found it, and pick up your trash.